This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
And welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever. A representation of we the people. It is Saturday, January 14th, 2023. We're in hour two of the broadcast. That means we're taking phone calls. 512-248-8252. If you'd like to join in, I didn't say it last hour. I want to say it quickly here. Support the network. If you enjoy this broadcast, donate. Tell them you enjoy this broadcast. Tell them other broadcasts you enjoy, whatever. But send monthly, donate to the network to keep the network alive. I got one thing I got to say real quick, and then we're going to go to the phones. We got Bruce, Daryl, Paul, and Tom coming up. Fox News ran this story. I was really surprised. An employee at Rat Row, one of New York City's best-known hotels, became a whistleblower Wednesday after he released a video and photos of illegal immigrants trashing the hotel and leaving food out to rot. It's a disgrace, Row New York City employee Felipe Rodriguez said on Fox News host Laura Ingraham's show. The chaos that we see at Row today is caused by migrants being drunk, drinking all day, smoking marijuana, and taking drugs. He also said that Row is struggling with domestic violence among migrants, young people having sex in the stairs, and a fight between the migrants and the hotel security officers. So, that's what we pay to get. It's just incredible. All right, now it's time for the phone calls. 512-248-8252 if you'd like to join in. Bruce in Texas, how are you doing? What's on your mind today?
Thank you very much. Hey, you remember Lisa Marie Presley? She came out in The Naked Gun with Leslie Nelson. You remember that movie?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're talking about, you said Priscilla Presley. Yeah, she was in Naked Gun. Yeah. I remember that. And I thought it was, you know, some of the scenes in that, I thought it was really a poor taste for her to take part in. That was my thoughts on it.
Well, you could probably guess the producers behind that movie. You know, they're good for me. Nice beaver. And she says, yes, I just had it stuffed. And she pulls a beaver off the top shelf and she's on the ladder.
I remember that. And then, you know, there for a while, they tried to make a singing star out of Lisa Marie. You know, she had a few songs that they done at one time. It never really took off, I don't think.
Yeah, I remember that. You were involved or actually, you know, get in touch with the 9/11 truth movement back in 2010, 2015, right?
I did not know Lisa Marie took part in the 9/11 truth movement.
No. I'm asking if you kept touch with that. You're like, you had your ear to the wall on that stuff when it was coming out.
I was interviewing like the gentleman from the architects and engineers. I was all involved in 9/11 truth movement for doing interviews from 2008 on.
Right. Well, you recall at first it was pretty much the left, the idealistic left was behind it. Bush and Cheney and, you know, inside job. And then when it started coming out, all the Jewish players that were involved, especially Silverstein, the owner of the World Trade Center complex or the Lee Shore, and his double indemnity and the dancing Israelis and so on and so forth. All of a sudden, the people who were clamoring for truth kind of got quiet. And then it became anti-Semitic to even look into 9/11. And that kind of like perk my ears up to what's really going on here. Well, now I'm following RT, okay, and their coverage of the war and the narrative that they push. There's a show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's called Crosstalk with Peter Lavelle. And they will go into everything about the Ukraine, about the Canadian coup, about the UK and US and NATO. But they won't touch the Jewish elephant in the room. In fact, it was very interesting last Wednesday's show. They had a this Eastern European Jewish intellectual, and he was, you know, going along with their narrative. And Aaron Good, who is a podcaster, an alt media podcaster, who he pushes you know, the U.S. finance Hitler stuff. You know, well, if you have a country like Germany, 1933, who's coming out of the ashes, and it seems like they have a great opportunity to make money there, you're going to do it. You're going to invest. You know, it's an opportunity. Okay, so to stretch that into, you know, IBM helped Hitler, Holocaust the Jews, all that's ridiculous. Okay, that's because actually the Holocaust is supposed to happen in 1944-45. They try to connect these dots that don't connect. Okay, and then there's this black guy, and it's kind of like ye, you know. I see that spreading across to where actually it seems like the blacks are the only ones that actually, you know, will go there as far as the Jewish question. And he brings up, well, what about Kolomoisky, Igor Kolomoisky, the media mogul that's behind the Azov Battalion? And immediately he gets cut off. But okay, we don't have to go. Okay, next question, you know. And so that takes me back to the founder of RT was murdered in 2015. Okay, and the D.C. investigation said, oh, he fell down the stairs, he was drunk, whatever. He beat himself to death. Well, Christopher Steele came out with documents saying, you know, he was killed by a Russian oligarch. Okay, as soon as he was removed from the scene of RT, one of the leaders of Pussy Riot took over RT. In fact, she quit when the war started earlier last year. And so it kind of frustrates me that no matter what happens, these people embed themselves in the media, and that's the focal point of their power. And so I praise you for actually seeking the truth, and other people actually do. You know, you can say that, well, Putin's controlled. I don't know if he's really controlled, like he's taking orders from some rabbi or some oligarch. But he's manipulated, just like Trump was. And, oh, yeah, before I go, Bolsonaro's being investigated by the Brazilian Supreme Court for instigating the riots there after the election. So they're going the same playbook against him that they use for Trump. Any comments?
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's anybody that's looking for that story that Bruce is talking about. It's on Drudge Report right now. I can't really speak. I didn't know that history on RT.com. I didn't know that history. That's very interesting. I'm glad you shared that with us. But, yeah, what's going on in Brazil, they're using that same playbook. And, I mean, the Capitol, the protest at the Capitol is really a window of insight into the power of the media and what, in conjunction with the government, just to railroad. It's the same as, well, Charlottesville, very similar. But it's really breathtaking that we have allowed in this country things to get into this dire of straits where people just get complete railroad, like James Fields. But all right, I better move on. But hey, thank you so much, Bruce. I appreciate the phone call. Daryl in Canada, Paul and Tom coming up, 512-248-8252 if you want to join in. Daryl, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Hi, Fern. Thank you. Yeah, this last story you did before. Yeah, migrants up here too. We get some, mostly not from Mexico and places, but from Africa and all these other places, and welfare people up here. Yeah, they move into buildings, brand new built for them. Normally should last about 60 years. They last about 10 or 15, maybe 20, and they're condemned. They're just trash from the inside out. They have to be torn. They can't even tear the inside out and build it that way. It's just a disaster. So it's not the only one. You know, this Biden impeachment, I don't know. I think it's more of a carelessness. I wouldn't exactly put a big deal to it. His impeachable situation is the 10% for the big guy, from Hunter. I mean, that's in the kickbacks. That's like 10 times impeachable. So I think they should really focus on that. This is, I don't know, this doesn't seem to really fit with Trump either. It was just, you know, just the way things are sometimes. You know, you got so many documents, here you are. And then if Kamala comes as, you know, she's going to, you know, my first choice that I think that she's going to choose, Farron, for vice president will be Stacey Abrams. And I wouldn't even rule out the possibility. It's an outside chance. It's 100-1, but she might even choose Lori Lightfoot. Imagine her.
Oh, really? God. I haven't thought of that one, Daryl. Wow. That would,
so, you know, it's
that, that representing our country, Lori Lightweight. Lightweight, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I heard that. I got to go through a few things here. Ron Unz, some people are familiar with him. He's pretty good on the Jewish question. He's Jewish himself. But, I mean, he just made recently made comments about that we think that people that don't take the vax are nuts. I mean, I know some people like Duke and Slattery admire this guy, and I can understand why to some degree, but he just burned all his bridges. He's a useless idiot. If he's for the vax and he's lost all credibility. So any Unz fans out there is, he thinks obesity is killing all these kids. It's like there were no obese kids in 2019 and 2015 and everything. All these people that are dying and these younger people he focused on, he thinks they're mostly obese. I mean, the guy's just a nutcase. I mean, 25 out of the 26 comments or something I remember reading on his website, they were just eviscerating the guy on his own website. I mean, the guy's a complete nut. He's just gone. Forget it.
Who are you referring to, Daryl?
Ron Unz.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, Ron Unz. Moderna's is coming out with this new mRNA vaccine to help people with heart issues, the things that they caused, because their vaccines were stronger in the mRNA in their doses than even Pfizer was. Until they backed them down a little bit, but now they're back up again, I think. But I mean, can you imagine? Anybody that wants to take these things now, the way, as I was saying last week, Farron, I mean, I'll roll out the red carpet for them. I'll drive them to the pharmacy. I'll drive them to the doctors. I'll roll up their sleeves for them. I mean, let them. I mean, I got no sympathy for these people. Someone, you know, in 4 months, these bivalent boosters are twice as strong as the previous ones. So you're really, really asking for it, this one. Like, because they're thinking that there's not enough people that are taking the boosters. So they better really give them a strong dose because they may not come back for a second. I think that's what they're thinking about, Farron. That's why they're doing it such a strong dose here. And it's dropping people like crazy. Go ahead. I got a few more.
And it's so insane. I saw that where they're wanting to make a vaccine to help people with their heart problems, and I mean, if people are that stupid, and the video I played last hour was from over a year ago, so I mean, this that was on Tucker Carlson a year ago, so I mean, normies can get the information if they can't, you know, look at the world and discern it on their own, which I know a lot of them can't, but still, I was in a Walgreens this past week, and they had the big sign up. I mean, you know, I was getting a picture made, actually. And one of them walked by and was like, are you here for a COVID vaccine? I'm like, no, I'm never going to be here for a COVID vaccine. I mean, they want to give you one. But go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. And it's not only these ones. I mean, when you start looking back, people are like, it's like when you question World War, when you see some of these things about World War II, you start questioning and looking back and you start seeing the truth is not what they were telling us. These vaccines that they've been giving kids, for instance, since the late 80s and early 90s, apparently autism was 1 in 10,000 back pre-1989. Now it's 1 in 34. So people who want to think that the vaccine, these 72 vaccines they give kids now, 72. It's like the 72 virgins in the Middle East there when you blow yourself up. 72.
And Daryl, you know, they're gigantic combinations of shots. You take your kid to get vaccinated and it's like 8 shots at once or maybe more, and you know the Amish don't have this autism problem, and we know that the Amish don't take part in the ridiculous vaccination problem. If you've got an issue with, oh, I got to get my child vaccinated because, you know, the school won't let them come to school, private schools, there's a private school right down the road from me here, you don't have to get any vaccinations whatsoever. They didn't make the kids wear masks, and it's very reasonably priced. But go ahead.
Yeah, there you go. And you can hepatitis B. You could actually homeschool kids too. Hepatitis B, they've been giving them since their birth, and they're 3,500 times apparently more likely to get autism than otherwise. In 1968, I've been reading some statistics here. 6% of kids had allergies and health, significant health problems and stuff. 2006, it's up to 54%. Now I know people, you know, kids are a little more obese and stuff from then, but not that much. So it's got to be these vaccines. Whoever's pushing these vaccines. I mean, they're like Richard, and I look at them like these people are like worse than Richard Ramirez, John Wayne Gacy, Charles Manson, Ted Bundy. I mean, you talk about those people killed 50 people. These people are killing, and Bill Gates, of course. I mean, there's no comparison between the two. I mean, the CDC and the, you know, the two percenters that run Pfizer, and apparently the Department of Defense is involved in some of this stuff, too, so... It's just unbelievable, and anybody that's thinking about getting a shot, they're trying to, just like you mentioned about into food, you don't think that every other vaccine that goes into your arm is probably going to be infused with mRNA too, so if you like the flu vaccines, and we were talking about that before. This, everything's got to be off limits. Just do not take anything, and these things that are happening to people apparently that are dying suddenly, and that's just a small part of it, because the people that are going to be in the worse off or down the road with immune system degradation and these creeping clots that are happening to them. The things that get them mostly are when they're in their sleep or when they're doing something strenuous. So those are the two things that get them when they went for their heart attack situation. I don't know if Lisa Marie died in her sleep or had a heart attack, but I don't know, maybe she was doing, and for somebody, let's say for an athlete doing something strenuous is running 100 meters or chasing some guy down the field at full speed. Maybe for somebody who's not in very good shape, which is about 75-80% of North America and the West, is just climbing a few sets of stairs or maybe reaching down and getting a pot and carrying a turkey or something over to it. That could be strenuous for them, and then bang, it just gets them. So it doesn't take much, and it's only going to get tremendously worse. Okay, Farron, I know you got some great callers there, so I'll let you go. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, Darrell. I wanted to make one comment about what you were talking about, the youth. I've made this observation because I'm in contact with children ever so, you know, pretty often. And in combination of the shots that they're receiving, the youth of today eat a horrible diet. All they want to do is eat chicken tenders, chicken nuggets. They don't want to eat any vegetables. They eat chips and snacks and gummy bears, and they drink Pepsi. I never want to drink any water. So,
and they stare at that little device all day for 8 hours, that little 6x3 inch piece of plastic in front of their face.
Absolutely. And if you try to take it away from them, like the parent will, that's their punishment. They take that away. They'll go insane, and they give it right back to them because they can't stand it to not have it. And they're wearing glasses at age 7 because they've stared at that screen. It's been their babysitter since age 3. And the parents wonder, you know, it's like you never see anybody getting a kid a bicycle at Walmart or anywhere. You know, I never see them out riding them, not even the summer, nothing. Darrell, we're coming up on the break. We'll come back with Paul, Tom. If you want to join in, 512-248-8252. Back in a moment.
Lunch and a man on the edge. Each step gets closer to losing his head. Someone in hell. American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
The first Oath Keepers trial over January 6 is over.
What happened?
I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system this cold and flu season. I have been following the plight of disabled American veteran Kenneth Harrelson for several months now. Harrelson was arrested in March of 2021 for his part on January 6th. The VA cut off his benefits 3 months ago at the urging of the Biden Justice Department, a month before Harrelson even went to trial. After spending 630 days in a DC jail under COVID lockdowns the entire time, the verdict is in. Harrelson was convicted on 3 of the 6 charges against him, but acquitted of the seditious conspiracy charge that the Justice Department cited to the VA as the reason for cutting his benefits. Angel Harrelson has not had her husband's income for 3 months. She has not seen her husband face-to-face since he was arrested over 630 days ago. Harrelson was denied bail and visitation. And now, the District of Columbia has filed a civil suit against Harrelson and others. Please help Angel Harrelson by donating at givesendgo.com/G22ZH. Until tomorrow, Seamus Paschem, Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Back on the alternative medium. Baron in the studio taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. If you'd like to call in, 512-248-8252. Paul in New Jersey. Paul, how are you doing? What's on your mind today?
Hello, Baron.
Hello.
Yeah, Baron, since the death of Lisa Marie Presley, I did some analysis on this, and I find it interesting concerning the psychology of Elvis, that he had a twin brother named Jesse that died during childbirth. And I thought it was interesting that later in life, when Elvis chose to get married, he married Priscilla, and she looks a lot like him. And so I think they call it the term is psychological mirroring, where he married somebody who would look almost like the female version of his twin. I thought that was kind of interesting that he maybe carried a desire within him to be reunited with his twin, and so he married a woman who looked like he does. And which is, by the way, would be a good practice anyway. That's called endogamy, and it is better if you want children to look like you and to have be more genetically like you. It makes sense to marry somebody who looks like you. So then you carry on your genes better, and your children look like you, and you have a tighter family relationship that way. is the theory behind endogamy. Now, concerning Lisa Marie Presley, she had four children, Farron, none with Michael Jackson, and if she did, we'd know it, right? And the three girls are that she had are doing fine, and one is the actress named Danielle Riley Coe. Now, she would be the brother, or, I mean the sister, of the Elvis's only grandson, and that would be Benjamin Coe. And he had shot himself, I think, or committed suicide a couple of years ago. I don't know why. You know what I mean, Farron? Right? If you're Elvis,
I'm with you.
Yeah. If you're Elvis's grandson, you're going to have all the women in the world throwing themselves at you. You're going to have all the money in the world. You're going to inherit. You have the life of Riley. You don't have to do anything your whole life. Probably go into music and just jump around the stage and imitate your grandfather. And it's like, what's with these drugs, Farron? These drugs must be awesome. or just the devil themselves, just to make somebody so the cushiest, easiest life overdose on these drugs. It's just ridiculous. But anyway, so Lisa Marie Presley was a good woman, in my opinion. Even though she married Michael Jackson, she didn't have children with Michael Jackson. I would also argue Michael Jackson was a self-hating black man. You know, if you think of the psychology of Michael Jackson, over the years, he's slowly turning himself white over time. He generally only associated with whites, except when he's on stage. In his private life, he was only surrounded by whites. All the children he was involved with adopting or befriending, they're all white. He didn't even have children of his own, but the children he adopted and are considered his children, they're not his children. They're white. So, Michael Jackson, he had his own psychological issues, probably because he hated his father, was abusive. And so, but getting back, Lisa Marie Presley, she's a good woman in that sense. She had four white children, passed down Elvis's genes. And the one daughter is a big actress, Danielle Riley Coe. And there's two other young girls, they're probably teenagers now, and they are the grandchildren of Elvis. So good for Lisa Marie, even though she had her personal foibles. And I just thought I'd bring that up, and that seemed to be the topic of the day. And on that note, Farron, have a good day.
Hey, thank you so much. You know, that what Paul was saying put me in mind. In the 80s, Bill Bixby, who played the Hulk, you know, before he turned into the Hulk, when he turned into the Hulk, it was Lou Ferrigno. But they had, I can't remember the specifics. I wish I had time to look it up. They had these TV shows where he was on, and you had to call a number to hear this recording. And it was some conspiracy about Elvis's brother Jesse. I don't know I just don't know. But it was something with that. There's a movie, Bubba Hotep, about Elvis that's pretty funny. Coming back, Jay, Patrick, Tony, back in a moment.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fan in the studio taking your phone calls. Let's go to Jay in Florida. And Jay, how is Don doing?
Hey, Farron, I'm doing good. I wanted to follow up on that story about the Row Hotel in New York City. I read the article in the New York Post that came out last Wednesday, and there's a few other interesting facts that this whistleblower brought out. The city of New York is paying about $500 a day for these hotels. So that's if you got like a single migrant, because they're not going to double people up. You know, you can't do that. So that's basically about $18,000 a year that they're paying for the hotel room. And this whistleblower also pointed out that they're giving these illegal immigrants lots of food. Like, for instance, they're giving them sandwiches and nuts and healthy fruits and stuff that they're not eating. They're throwing it out. And at this one hotel, which has 1,300 rooms, he estimates that they're throwing out about 1 ton of good food every day. And he's got pictures of like all these nice sandwiches all wrapped up from upscale places in New York City, and they're all in the dumpsters. So that's about a ton of food every day they're throwing out, because these illegal immigrants don't want to eat a cold sandwich. They want a nice hot meal.
Oh, wow. I did not read the full article. I printed off a segment. That's incredible. And you know, and that's going on all over the country.
Yeah. I mean, it just blows my mind. They're putting them up for $500 a night. I mean, I've been to a lot of hotels in my life. I've never paid even half that. You know, it's crazy. And particularly when you've got all these American veterans that are out on the street with nothing. I mean, it's just absolutely infuriating to me. But there is one glimmer of hope in my mind. You know, I'm one of those accelerationists like Sam Dixon, who thinks that this whole system is so thoroughly rotten to the core and corrupt that it just has to, we have to wait for it to collapse. And 100 years ago in Germany was when Hitler first came on the scene and began his rise in politics back around 1923. And it only took 10 years for him to be elected as the chancellor, and turn the whole system around. So there is some hope.
How is Don doing?
And Don's really been doing good. I've been visiting him pretty regularly. I'll probably go see him today. He's starting to exercise and work out, which everybody's been trying to encourage him to do, like David Duke for the last year. But he's definitely doing so much better now.
Well, good, good. I'm glad to hear that, and I always appreciate your phone call. Anything else you would want to add?
Oh, that's about it. We're going to hell in a handbasket, right? But there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
And hopefully it's not the front of an oncoming train. Hey, thank you so much, Jay. Always appreciate your phone call. Patrick in Texas, Tony, Tom, and Mark coming up. Patrick, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Yeah, Sam Dixon, yeah, as I hear what Jay is saying there. Yeah, he's very good. He always speaks at the American Renaissance, and he's one that he came on the show there and said that the Bill of Rights is law. In other words, he's a lawyer. He knows all about how the legal system is set up. He didn't say all these statutes, many statutes and codes were law. It's the Bill of Rights are the common law, declaratory of the common law. So, yeah, he won't teach us law. I just want to talk about Juices Mullins. Juices Mullins, he couldn't believe that all the big pharma was owned and run by Rockefeller. But he looked into it, just like he did with murder by injection and the Illuminati and the secrets of the Federal Reserve. And he found out that they absolutely do. The Rockefellers run through their board of directors or whatever they do. They control all of big pharma, and so they of course they took over the education system. So you know, it's just more of the same. I just wanted to point it out. And as far as you're talking about how the Amish people, you know, they abstain from all those shots and everything. Yeah, it was in the 1860s, right after the Civil War, whenever all these diseases started breaking free, because they started taking all these grains and making seed oils and cheap little canola oil and corn oil, and that stuff is what it's not natural. You know, saturated fat, like we naturally would eat, it's not hard to. But these seed oils are very insidious. They go rancid real bad, and they also form kind of like a cholesterol, which is cholesterol itself won't hurt you. It's just like a tar patch. And but it's just something happens in the blood, the clot, and it's called thrombosis, and it's caused by these seed oils because it mimics cholesterol's effect, and they tie it right back to that. you know, right after these big carpetbaggers came down and started making all this junk seed oil that's so easy, so cheap, they put it in Oreos and every damn thing. And so that's what they're all tying it back to, that seed oil. That's all I got to use, Farron. Thank you much.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We've got Tony, Tom, Murr, and Jerry in Missouri. So I'm going to – everybody hold it to a couple of minutes. I'll get everybody on. Tony in Chicago, thanks for holding. What's on your mind today?
Yeah. No, just you got a full deck on the assault weapons ban here that passed. And I just want to follow up on that just in case people, you know, have looked into it. Okay, they took the 300-day confiscation part of that out of the bill. Okay, so, you know, I'm not in la-la land when I was talking that last week. Okay, it was in there before the new year. Okay, before, you know, when it was introduced into the House. Okay, but they took that out. Okay. So it's here. Most of the sheriffs say they're not going to cooperate with it, but I want to get on to something else and take my word for it. Nobody knows. Nobody cares. Okay, so let's get on. Yeah, no, about what Jay's talking about, these caravan invaders throwing away a ton of food a day in New York City, you know, at the hotel. I'm glad he brought that up because I wasn't sure if you brought that up right at the beginning of the hour here. It's just mind boggling. And I, you know, people don't want to get out there, and it's going to take more than protests. Obviously it takes civil war. Okay. But you know, white people are just so cowardice. And you know, like I don't want to sound like I'm this big tough guy and all this, but I'm sorry, to my best of my knowledge, I'm the only one in the country that went out in front of a hotel by himself and protested this, okay? And, you know, I know I sound like a real a-hole saying, oh, I'm such a brave guy, but I haven't seen any pictures of anybody else doing it, okay? But, you know, just the cowardice in this country is just mind-boggling, okay? Farron, have you ever gotten on YouTube and looked at what's going on in California?
What specifically are you referring to?
Okay, look, I'm just going to get to the point, and then I'll let the other callers. You got five. Look, you people out there, you know, I don't think you realize how bad it has gotten in our largest state, because I've been all last week, or I was going on there about the homeless situation. Okay, it's just not in L.A. It's just not in Oakland. It's just not in San Francisco. It is literally everywhere in the state. Okay, there are third world shanty towns. Okay, primarily occupied by white and black Americans, okay? There's a few Mexis in them, okay, and Orientals, but not many. I mean, it's just like white and black Americans have been dispossessed. It's in Sacramento, the capital of the state, just a few blocks from the capital. I mean, you've had a total collapse of the society in our largest state, okay? This is a takedown of the United States. And I was posting all this crap on Truth Media. I can't believe I'm still on that thing. Trump's social media, the stuff that I put up there, it's mind-boggling. I tone it down to you, but they haven't thrown me off. But you need to go and look at what has happened to our largest state. And then they're throwing more of these, you know, illiterate mestizos on top of it.
And oh, yeah, Tony, I've seen the ones like you go to BitChute, do a search for in Philadelphia, and it's just they're just driving down the road, and it's just people living in shanty tents. In parking lots, everywhere, some people staggering around, and I'm well aware that it's nationwide, and it's shocking to see because it does look like you're looking at a third world country, for California to think back when you watched Chips or Adam 12 or some of these shows that was based in Los Angeles, it was beautiful.
It's just you got to go to YouTube and do it. Anyway, it's mine, Bob. Just one last thing, and I'll just say it and go, okay? You know, my Europeans are going to revolt a theory for this winter. I hate to say it. It seems like the Jews screwed with the weather. They've warmed it up. I mean, it's warm here. It's in the 30s and 40s. And when you see what happened in California with all the rain, which they need that, okay, they obviously did a play on the weather because they knew they were facing a revolt in Europe. And if you go to BitChute on there was a group of Irish, okay, they blocked off an expressway in Dublin because they're flooding them into Ireland. And at least those people had the balls. There was hundreds of them. They blocked off a major expressway in Dublin with huge signs saying, "How's the Irish, not the world." Okay. So I wish. All right, I'll let you go. But my
Thank
plan,
you.
I think, is screwed. I screwed up. They screwed with the weather in Europe. Bye bye.
Thank you, Tom in Florida. Mur and Jerry coming up. Tom, how you doing? What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Farron. Of course, Tony is right on again. And yeah, let me get to South Florida here in a minute. But let's talk about this illegal invasion. Daryl from Daryl made a great call too. But Daryl, he's got to understand, beady-eyed Biden needs to be impeached for it, allowing the illegal invasion of our country. Article 1, Title 8 through 10. He needs to be impeached right now and tried through a tribunal, and I don't know what they're going to do. His punishment should be meted out pretty severe. But here's what I want to get to. And Tony is just bringing it up. Here in South Florida, Farron, when I graduated high school in 78, we were 76% of the population of white Anglos. We're down to 12%, not even that, maybe 11, 10, whatever the case. The Herald had it in the Miami Herald. But now, listen, here's the deal. We got great weather. You can go out golfing right now here in South Florida. The weather's so nice here, you can go golfing and everything. And we gave up this area, Jackie Gleason show, all these great shows used to be run here in the 50s and the 60s. And, the Fountain Blue and all that. I mean, Sinatra, they made movies here and stuff. It's unbelievable what you've given up here. And, I've got to get to Tony's point. I went to Home Depot the other day, Farron, and there's like 50 of these illegal mestizos. They're all getting drunk. They have a six-pack of beer. They have their little banged-up trucks. They never had them in where they came from, but they have trucks over here. Remember, all these people have to have vehicles to live in this country. And then you look at these electric cars, these demon rats are trying to pump out that are blowing up on the freeway. You see the accident, that one electric car stalled out on the freeway, Farron, and it made a massive pile up. Did you see that? You see that video?
No, I did not.
It was incredible. You got to watch it. Punch it up. Tesla stalled out on the turnpike and the thing stopped and everybody's running into each other. It's crazy. But here, we got to go here to back to Florida. We have a great governor, but you know, these illegals still trying to pour in here from Haiti. They already had a thing in the Miami Herald. I told Michael Rivero that nine out of 10 Haitians in Haiti want to get to South Florida, Farron. Can you imagine all the voodoo and all the Santerre? I mean, all the crazy stuff we're dealing with here. And you know, we hear this governor, Huckabee, she stopped this word Latinx or whatever. These Hispanics, you think they're Latins? They have nothing to do with the Latins. They're Hispanic. They came out of Hispaniola. Okay, they have nothing to do with Latin. The Latins were the Romans, and that's another thing that Zionists are great at lying about. And Farron, let's go back to Berlin in 1932. Do you know what's going on in Berlin, Farron?
Bestiality and everything else. Yeah, bestiality and.
The queers were swinging from the chandeliers. They were actually swinging from the chandeliers in Berlin and doing their sex parties with these homosexuality running rampant, the queers. And you can't use the word queer, like Michael Rivero said, means like a pansy. Well, no, that's what they called them. They still call them that in England. I was telling them that. You know, they still call them queers over there. But, Farron, 1932, you imagine going into a big city like Berlin, and all you see is homosexuality running rampant at that time, you know, in the clubs. And, you know, of course, I mean, you know, that we've gotten away from God in this country. We've gotten away from God. We've gotten away from, you know, the Son of God, believing in the Son, Jesus Christ. You can't even mention that. Now, people look at you like you're a freak if you mention the word Jesus Christ. And we have allowed 2% these schmuckers, to run our narrative in our media. How do they get the media? Money. Who's paying for it? Who's paying for all this?
Let me jump off here and get the rest. Try to get the rest of these on before the end. Murr in Wisconsin, we got about 2 minutes. Then we're going to get Jerry from Missouri. Go ahead, Murr.
All righty. Well, the Rockefellers are Roggenfelders. It's all a Jew show, okay? And Elvis the Pelvis was Jewish. There's no proof that his Jewish mother actually buried the child. And there have been noticeably differences in two different noses on the Elvi. Okay, so that was a whole Jewish op. And again, it's getting away from God, right? And the Black Death was Jews poisoning water all over Europe, except Poland, where they were, right? And that's what they're doing again. This is a Jewish poisoning. Hello, people. But the main thing I wanted to tell you is tomorrow at 2 p.m. on my little show, yours truly, Murr, Harry Cooper of Shark Hunters has agreed to join us. So please tune in. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Excellent, bye-bye. Excellent. All right, Jerry in Missouri, the break's probably going to get you, but go ahead.
Thank you for accepting this call. I would like to point out and be able to read two sentences to you, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure. Hello? Go right ahead. Yeah, go right ahead. I had my mute on. Go ahead.
And I inquired of the angel, saying, wherefore have they taken those long ropes and gone forth? He said, they are gone forth to measure. Next sentence. The angel who proceeded with me said, these are the measures of the righteous, and cords shall be the right, shall the righteous bring, that they may lean upon the name of the Lord of spirits forever and ever.
Hold that thought for me, Jerry. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. You can reread them if you need to. Back in moments.
Sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening live virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
He's walking
back on the alternative media fan in the studio. Jerry, the break got you. You can start over or take off wherever you want to. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I'm just going to hit a couple things. They have taken long ropes and gone forth to measure. These are the measures of the righteous, and cords shall the righteous bring. And what we're talking about when it says cords, that's your DNA cords. Kalatcha, and by the way, I didn't discover all this till late 1990, and I've been studying vaccines since 1958. The entire clot shot is not just about giving you and killing you. It's to wipe out the people that have proper DNA cords. And that if you don't have proper DNA cords, you're not going to get to heaven this trip. And that is the seriousness of all these clot shots. Yes, people are dying and all that kind of stuff. Everybody understands all that very well. But it is changing the DNA, and that's going to mean that if you take the shot, you're not going to go to heaven this time. However, certain individuals that take the shot, this will hurt them tremendously. But certain ones of those individuals will stand up in the resistance. And the only way I'm going to take one of those shots is after they pry something from my cold, dead hand. And you can relate to that however you want to. The seriousness is way more than just people dying. It's changing their DNA. And they're after approximately 8 million people on this planet. And there's other reasons for that. I hope people will elevate their understanding. They may go to the Book of Enoch, chapter 60, and read the first 7 verses. And the Book of Enoch is only mentioned one time to you in the Bible. And it says, is it not written in the Book of Enoch? Well, that's when I said, golly gee, I need to find the Book of Enoch. And I did. Now, I bought 4 different types of versions to get to the oldest. That's what you always have to do, is get the oldest. I hope people will understand. Have to elevate this to what the Lord is talking about. Don't destroy your DNA cords, because when you take these shots, they're destroying your DNA cords. No one has argued about the fact that it alters your DNA. Thank you for your time, and hey, I appreciate your time.
Can I
try to listen,
Jay?
Every single Saturday, but I rarely ever call in. Thank you for your time.
Let me ask you a question, Jerry, real quick, and I hate to show my ignorance, but is the Book of Enoch, is it part of the Apocrypha, the 14 books that was removed from the Bible in 1616, or is it just a separate book?
It's a separate book. However, there is the Book of the Lost books of the Bible that is another 200 pages long. To actually totally study everything, you need at least about 15 different books. But if you don't know which the books are, which I had to buy dozens of books to go through to get to the oldest one that had, you know, when you get to the old stuff, it hasn't been altered so much.
I got music. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Interesting phone call. When they come for your gold, give them lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
It's a razor and I walk a line on that silver blade. Slept in the dust with his daughter, eyes red with the slaughter of innocence. And I will pray for her. I will call her name out loud.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.